SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungendame on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Ben Cullen, Regional Manager for Port Phillip and Western Port at Trust for Nature. We are talking about Warren Beak Rangers Program, a conservation and land management certificate 3 course designed specifically for traditional owners or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders wishing to gain skills to work on country and conservation. We begin the conversation exploring how the program came about.
Basically, it started out by our Catchment Management Authority visiting the traditional owner groups around Melbourne and finding out what they would want. The idea too often is that we develop projects and then take them to traditional owners. In this instance, we went to the traditional owners and told us, what do you want us to build? And we'll build what you want, instead of the other way around. The benefit of that has meant that we've got a project that has tangible results for them and also tick some of the boxes of things that they're trying to achieve. So basically the course is set up for traditional owners to come and get their accreditation to do land management work. The overall objective is to provide employment within the local communities and also to provide the skills they need to go out and have a big impact in managing land around Greater Melbourne.
Which do you work around parks exclusively or other areas as well?
No, look, we mainly work with private landholders right across Victoria. Yeah. So the people we have come do this course can be from even the Northern Territory who happen to be in the area or who live right around Victoria who want to have a future of working in land management. And so we have a great variety of people from different areas come out, do the course, and then bring those skills back to their local areas.
And people you work with, they volunteer, who joined the course because coming out of a situation where a lot of people are unemployed and this would be an opening for a lot to actually change careers or...
The course is paid for. It's a free course for traditional owners to come and join.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, there's a lot of groups who are actually looking for employment to do this sort of work. So it can be everything from practicing cultural burns out in the landscape to doing weed control, land maintenance, anything that involves land management and having traditional owners do it. That's what the course is for. So we get a great variety of people from all different walks of life who are looking to do this. Sometimes they're having a career change and want to get back on country more, or others who are coming out as graduates who want to try something new and start a new career.
If someone would like to do something like being a ranger, would this kind of course be appropriate?
100%, yeah. This will put you right in the front line for being a ranger. It's not a case of us telling people how to do land management because we understand traditional owners have thousands and thousands of years of knowledge in a lot of cases. So this is the instance of having elders teach younger people or other people in the community about land management and also providing the participants accreditation they need so they can go out and get contracts and work with groups that can deliver great things on ground for cultural sensitivity as well as ecological values.
Something that came up at the beginning of the year and the debate is still ongoing is around managing bushfires, preventing them, and something that's gaining more and more traction is cultural burning. Does your course work around that culturally sensitive, or appropriate and sensitive topic?
That's a great question, and it is a big thing at the moment. There's a real groundswell of support around getting traditional owners to be managing the land different to the way it's managed at the moment. And cultural burning is proving to be a vital technique in preserving not only our ecological values, but also assets and things. And so now a lot of people are coming to us wanting to know how they can get involved and how they can support cultural burning. And this course will give people a bit of an insight into how that works, hearing from elders and even participating in things on ground that will skill them up to be able to do it themselves.
This is about the flora. How about the fauna?
That's something that plays a big part in it too. A lot of the monitoring things we do post-burns, you can really start to see animals who might not have had suitable habitat in the past. And what I've learned a lot working with traditional owners and Indigenous people is how well they can monitor areas and provide insight into the intricacies of the land. And through this course, we've had really great results of people identifying things in the field, including animals that we didn't think were there, or perhaps because of some of the land management work they're doing, have sort of come back into the landscape again, which has been really interesting.
How long does this certificate three course go for, and what's the application process if people are interested?
It's been set up by the Boonwurrung Land Council, and Trust for Nature's helping to deliver that for them, and the Wurundjeri has become involved. There's been lots of partners in getting it out there, and so we've come together and developed this course in collaboration and consultation with Indigenous people to make sure that we're providing the right things. And it's come down to having something that's 2 days a week. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday, starting from late October. Yeah. It's going to run through till, say, mid-next year.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty of spaces available for anyone who's interested in coming along and really interested to speak to anyone who'd like to be involved. It's something that's quite unique. We're in our third year now. We're actually getting a lot more females who are doing the course, which is something we've really wanted to get involved more with, getting women out on country more.
How has the progression been in numbers? Third year, do you see more and more applicants coming forward? Or
look, I would have said that in April when we were planning to start, but COVID's had a bit of a setback to us. We were looking at maybe having up to 30 people doing it in April, but we've had to hold back because of stage four in Melbourne, and now we're getting ready to go in October, so we're sort of at the moment trying to find out how many people we've got, but we've definitely got more people than the last 2 years and really keen to get a good group together. What we've found has been a real beneficial thing come from it is that different groups, whether different councils, different land groups, have been able to establish relationships by working together through the group, and that's built things that have lasted longer than the course ever will and have better impacts for people working cross-country.
I'm looking at it from a job seeker's perspective, because it's only 2 days a week, and if they're on Centrelink or something like that, would they qualify for this?
Each group's sort of handling it different. There is a chance that if you're part of a land council, they might be able to pay for you to go to the course. But to get paid to do the course, you might have to liaise with a local land council or groups like the NARAP team, who are looking for employees at the moment too, who do land management work. There's probably a few different ways to see if you can receive funding while doing the course.
That would be really, really very welcome development, because when you said NARAP is looking for employees, that's some for workers, that's information we'll put out there will help a lot of people come the end of this stage four, so they can get to work and do something to earn a living.
Absolutely, and it's been amazing to see some of the people who've come from the course. In fact, the vast majority of them are all working in land management now who've completed the course.
Yeah.
And that's been great to see people who started off with not a lot of knowledge come out there and become professionals and having a big say in how land is managed, and also bringing the stories and the will of their associated groups or themselves out on the land.
Yeah.
One thing that's probably really important to say is that this course is really led by the Boonwurrung Land Council, and also supported by the Wurundjeri. It's got a lot of partners who've made it happen. The state government has funded it as well. All these people have been a big part in making it come to fruition and happen. And we don't have stable funding. It's year to year. We have to search around to get the money to make it happen. But the more people we get involved, and it's going to be a great outcome because it'll mean future people will be able to do the course. And I'll also have the great outcome of having more Indigenous people, traditional owners, working out on country and having a big impact.
Yeah. Orientation Day is on October 28th. If we are still in lockdown, is it going to be a virtual event, or it's something where they must be there physically?
If we can't go ahead on October 28th, we will do enrolment digitally.
Yeah.
The course is very much on ground. So we're trying to do as much of it. There's a chance we could have done it in April as an entirely online course, but we didn't want to do that. It's about being on country and getting up close in the bush, you know, like doing things practically. And so it'll largely be on ground, but we've made some provisions to run it digitally if we have to.
Yeah, some parts, because I can imagine plant identification or spaces you have to see and feel and touch and see what they are, because just photos or videos wouldn't be enough. People need to be actually on the field to witness, to see what's up out there.
That's right. And last year we had planting, and we had people planting grass trees. And these grass trees can live for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's a pretty special thing to see the participants planting these things in the ground that they know they can have their great-great-grandkids come and visit. We've also got people doing things with yam daisies, food plants, fibre plants, getting involved with them and having a go at pricking them out and planting them themselves. There's a lot of things that really need to be done with your hands and with your eyes. And we accommodate for all types of abilities too. You don't have to be fighting fit to do the course. We're keen just for as many people to get involved as possible.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thanks for spreading the message. It's really great.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.